Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Erev Yom Kippur. We are in day 39, reuniting the king and queen. I began with a story of the late and great Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, who, when he was younger, shared that he went to see his hero and mentor, the late and great Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And it took him a long time to be able to book a flight. He stayed by a relative in California, and then he had to board a Greyhound. And finally, he got to Eastern Parkway to where to 770 where the Rebbe was. And he had all of these deep theological questions that he wanted to ask the Rebbe and he wanted to ask other rabbis, and he was going around. When he got to them, instead of him starting to ask his questions, the Rebbe started instead asking Rabbi Sacks some of his own questions. He says, "How many students are you there with at Cambridge?" And he told him that he was studying at Cambridge in England. The Rebbe wanted to know how many Jewish students are in Cambridge and how many of them are involved in Jewish life, and what are you doing to bring your fellow Jewish students at Cambridge closer to their Jewish heritage? And Rabbi Sacks was upset because, like, he didn't travel all this distance to give an update on Jewish life in Cambridge. He was trying to get his own needs met. He had all his own philosophical questions he wanted the Rebbe to answer. So he said back, "I did the English thing," Rabbi Sacks says back, like, in retelling the story. "The English," he said, "can construct sentences like no one else can. We can construct more complex excuses for doing nothing than anyone else on earth. So I started my answer with the following line." He said, "In the situation in which I currently find myself," that's the way he began, "in the situation in which I currently find myself." But the Rebbe wouldn't let him finish his sentence, and he cut him off and said, "Nobody finds themselves in a situation. You put yourself in a situation. And if you put yourself in one situation, you can put yourself in another." And I share that story now, Erev Yom Kippur, because tonight and tomorrow we're going to be doing the Al-Chait. We're going to be doing the confessional. We actually do it 10 different times. I just saw this, it's not in the chapter, but one of the reasons we do the Al-Chait, the confessional, admitting our sins where we went wrong, we do it 10 times, is connected the Asara Mamaros, the 10 declarations and utterances that God used to create the world. The idea that Hashem created the world for a certain purpose, and by sinning and transgressing, we sort of went against that. We're trying to be Matakin, we're trying to repair and demonstrate to God that we're going to use His beautiful world that He created with these 10 utterances. We're going to use his world in the right kind of way. But back to the Rabbi Sacks story, the idea that we, you know, we find ourselves in these situations, right? Lubavitcher Rebbe told Rabbi Sacks when he was young, nobody finds themselves in a situation. We put ourselves in that situation. And that's the honesty we're supposed to bring to the day of Yom Kippur, right? That's what it's all about. Tonight and tomorrow is just about being genuine, sincere, and honest. And it's our time to admit that we're not just responsible for the choices we make, but even sort of putting ourselves in whatever situations, like, I live this way, this is the way I am, but we have to take responsibility that we could have made different choices. And as long as we admit that and are honest about it, then we can improve and do better for the coming year. Also, I mentioned in the chapter that the Ashamnu, the confessional, is written in alphabetical order from Aleph through Tav. And I've always said this to a lot of people that, you know, it represents all sin, right? We're taking responsibility for any sin that any Jew might have committed over the course of the year. But why do we use the whole Hebrew alphabet? And I quoted the great Jewish novelist, Shai Agnon, who gives the parable of a king. And the king was displeased with his queen, banishing her from the palace to a faraway land. The queen misses the king terribly and wants to be accepted back into the royal palace. So what does she do? She takes the same violin that was used earlier at their wedding, and she plays a beautiful melody for the king as she lists her wrongdoings one by one. And the king is listening to the music played on that very special violin, and he's sort of recalling the initial love that he had for his bride and welcomes her back into the palace with love and affection. And of course, this parable represents the Jewish people and our relationship with Hashem. God, the King of Kings, perhaps has grown unhappy with his queen, with the Jewish people, because of the sins that we've committed. And those sins have created a certain spiritual distance. We've been banished. But the violin is the Hebrew alphabet. That's the letters that God used to give the Torah and Har Sinai. And by means of that Hebrew alphabet, through which the Jewish people were wed to God at Har Sinai, and by which we sing letter by letter in Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, we are sort of recalling the initial love that existed between God and the Jewish people. And we take responsibility and we admit we have strayed, but we want to bring up sort of that nostalgic romance, if you will, that once existed between Hashem and the Jewish people. And as I said before, the key is sincerity and being genuine. And if you put yourself in one situation, the Rebbe told Rabbi Sacks, you can put yourself in a different one. Yom Kippur is the day to own up for the decisions that we've made. And we celebrate really this. We celebrate our ability to make ourselves better in the year to come. And with that kind of honesty in mind, and together with the use of the Hebrew alphabet, with the vidois and everything we bring to Yom Kippur, our fasting and everything else, should be a zechut, really a merit for all of us to have a Gemara Chatima Tova, and ultimately to help us reunite with the King. Also, just want to mention that we'll be doing another recording, Bli Neder, after Yom Kippur. That'll be the 40th. And then this chat is going to turn back to Beyond the Instant. And I really encourage and hope that you will continue to participate and to listen and to private message. And we should all learn and be mechazek and be strengthened through our learning with each other. And this learning should be, as a chus, really a merit for you and for your families, for Gemara Chasima Tova. And I look forward, please God, to continuing our learning after Yom Kippur.